C plus one. GSC headquarters, Buenos Aires, Argentina. William Godfrey stood in his office, face to face with a worried-looking advisor. This man, Manuel, was the closest thing to a confidant Godfrey had left within his ever-shrinking inner circle. None of the fake tidbits of relatively trifling information Godfrey had shared with Manuel throughout the previous year had ever come back to him in the form of secondhand gossip, which was more than could be said of similar information he'd shared with others to test their loyalty. Manuel was a straight-shooting family man who firmly believed in the GSC's mission and possessed keen instincts, which Godfrey had come to trust almost as much as his word. Today, Manuel wore an expression of concern like none Godfrey had seen on him in the past. He arrived clutching a single sheet of paper, which he handed to Godfrey when asked, then stood quietly as the GSC chairman read the short message.
"This is verified?" Godfrey eventually asked, after reading the impossible words for the fourth time.
"Fully, sir," Manuel confirmed. "By staff at several facilities."
"And the original tip came from Fiore's people? They sent their data to us? No strings? I haven't missed some public announcement, have I?"
Godfrey asked, scrambling to turn on the wall-mounted TV. Manuel gestured towards the memo.
"This is all I know, sir."
There was nothing on Blitz News about an extinction-level comet hurtling towards Earth, so Godfrey breathed a sigh of relief that the situation was under wraps, for now at least.
"Manuel, right now I need you to make sure that everyone who knows about this also knows how important it is to keep it under wraps until we can get on top of things. I'll make sure everyone understands that very soon, but can you get the ball rolling in the meantime while I take care of something else?"
"Absolutely, sir. Only those with high clearance in relevant departments have seen this, but I will ensure that the consequences of loose lips are fully understood. And, sir, can I offer any assistance with the something else?" Godfrey opened the door for Manuel, an upstanding individual of the kind he would have loved to have a building full of, and politely ushered him outside.
"Thank you, Manuel," he said, gently patting him on the back. "But that's all for now."
With Manuel gone, Godfrey sat at his desk and picked up his phone to call reception. His single spoken order was a simple one.
"Put me through to Timo Fiore."